Welcome to the Grow Your Independent Consulting Business Podcast. I'm Melissa Lieberman, a fellow IC and business coach. On this podcast, I teach you to become a consistently booked independent consultant without becoming a pushy salesperson or working 24/7. If I can do it, you can too. Listen on to find out how. Welcome to episode 151 of the Grow Your Independent Consulting Business Podcast. I am Melissa Lieberman, and I'm thrilled to have you here today. I'm excited to talk about this concept that I want to share with you, the 14 systems that enable you to grow a thriving consulting business. And this is going to be part one of a couple of episodes dedicated to these 14 systems. And the reason why I think this is so important, I shared with you last week, the book that I've been writing is live now on Amazon. And I'll tell you a little bit about that in here in a moment. But first, I want to say, as I was writing the book, one of the driving questions that I had that I was constantly exploring and figuring out the answers to was, what makes one consultant more successful than another? Assuming it's not the background or the network that all of us who have chosen to go into independent consulting have the raw talent and skills and prerequisites to be successful. So assuming that, which I did, I believe that you have what it takes to be successful, those raw ingredients. And so assuming that, what makes one consultant more successful than another? What makes it easier for one consultant to generate leads and have a thriving, consistent pipeline while another one's struggling with the pipeline constantly going bare and having to rebuild? What makes that difference? And that was really one of the main driving questions as I was thinking about the book and writing the book and including so many examples and real life stories in the book. And so that's what I want to really help dive in today and help you to focus in on is what can move the needle for you? What will move the needle for you in your business? What are those systems that need to be in place in order for you to have a thriving, predictable, reliable consulting business for yourself where you don't have to worry about your cash flow and you don't have to worry about where the next client's going to come from or what concessions you're going to have to make? These 14 systems that when you put them in place and have them running and optimized will help you to have that thriving practice and reach whatever the goal is and the vision is that you've set for yourself. So that's the backdrop of what we're going to be starting to dive into today, which are those 14 systems that grow and really maintain a thriving consulting business. So before we dive into the first set of those systems, I can't give them all to you in one episode. It would take a long time. So we're just going to do the first five or so. Before we dive into those first five, I wanted to remind you that the book is live. The book went out on Friday. Friday, I think it was the 26th of January, 2024. And we started off with the ebook version and it was free. It was free. It may not be free anymore as of the time you're listening to this, but it really was fun to offer it to people on my email list and friends and family for free, as a great way to launch off this project and to thank those of you who have been so supportive, and you in particular have been so supportive as I've gone through this process in the last 6 or so months. I've been actively writing for about 6 months. A project in the works, I would say, for a year or so. But anyway, we'll go get into a full debrief in an episode after the dust has settled and I've had time to reflect. Still in the middle of some of the final stages, including the paperback version. So that should be on Amazon. If it's not on Amazon right now, as of the time that you're listening to this episode, it should be within a matter of days. So most likely when you're listening to this episode, especially if it's in the real time, you should be able to go get that. Go get the paper book on Amazon. We'll put the link to that in the show notes, or you can go on to Amazon and search Grow Your Consulting Business. You should also be able to search my name, Melissa Lieberman. It's missing some letters, M-E-L-I-S-A-L-I-B-E-R-M-A-N, and find the book that way too. If you're having problems, I had some readers in Europe and South America email me and say, I can't find the book. Send me an email. I have a lot of international links that the publisher gave me, so I can send you the direct one for your country if you're not finding it. Anyway, that is about all about the book, at least what I know so far, and why we're here today, which is those systems that you can leverage to grow a thriving consulting business and what makes you stand out, reach your business goals, and you have the business that you've been wanting to have. What can make you accomplish that with more ease, in a more accelerated fashion compared to your colleagues who may not know about these systems? That's what I want to share with you. So you've got this behind the scenes understanding of what it takes to make a thriving consulting practice that is on its way toward your big vision, and where you're not struggling to keep the doors open and struggling to feel like this is something you can sustain for the long run. So that's what our agenda will be today. We're going to tackle the first five of these 14 systems, and I'm going to walk you through each of these five and talk with you about what it is and what it can look like if you haven't optimized this system, and then what a successful optimized system looks like for you and your business. So you can really take this as a roadmap and start thinking about what you're doing in your business and how you can optimize it in order to better set yourself up to reach your goals and your big vision. All right. So before we dive into each of these first five systems, I want to remind you or share with you the companion resource for today's episode. You probably guess what it is, which is the book. The book is called Grow Your Consulting Business, the 14-step roadmap to make your independent consulting goals a reality. And I will give you a little behind the scene. When you get the book, there is also a bonus toolkit that you can get that goes with it. And that bonus toolkit has essentially the framework for each of these 14 systems that I'm going to share with you today, and the ability for you to go through and implement what I share with you, rather than just reading about it and putting on the shelf like we do with most books. So go grab that. We'll put the link to the book in the show notes, and we'll also put the link to the toolkit in the show notes as well, on the honor system that you're buying the book and ready to go implement it. So that'll give you a shortcut because you're a listener here. All right, so let's dive into the first of the five systems that we're going to be talking about today. Like I said, this is part one, and I'll do another part next week to go over the rest of the systems, or at least another chunk of the systems. This may be a three-part series here, two or three-part series. Okay, so with the first system, again, the first system that will help you to grow a thriving consulting business, one that is sustainable. You don't have to worry about, you know, can you keep up the work to maintain your business, or is it just too stressful and you need to go back to corporate to take a break for a little while? You don't want that to be the driving decision. If you do decide to go back to corporate, if you want to go back to corporate, no problem, but do it on your own terms, not because you feel like your business is too hard to run. So the first of the five systems we're going to be talking about today is to define your three-year vision and set your goals in alignment with that vision. So this is where you're establishing where you want to head so you can steer your business in that direction and take control of your results instead of letting your business run you. This is the vision that's informing your decisions and your choices as you're building out and evolving your consulting practice. So for example, you may set a vision that you want to create a boutique firm with a couple of subcontractors or maybe even an employee or two. And you want to do that because you want to build up a consultancy that enables you to have an exit strategy. Maybe you want to sell your boutique to another consultant or even to one of the larger consultancies to fold in your practice eventually. Maybe you want to have that kind of an exit for yourself. Or maybe you want to stick with a solo consultancy that you can ramp up or ramp down based on what you want your lifestyle to look like. Or as you're starting to think about retirement, having the ability to work a little bit when and where you want to. Whatever your vision is, knowing exactly what that vision is and why you've set that vision gives you the guiding direction that you want to be taking as you make decisions and as you think about where you want to apply your focus, what types of clients you want to attract, what your pricing looks like. It really drives everything and helps give you a strong framework against which you can make decisions. But what I will tell you, going back to this initial question that I framed up for you, which is, what is the difference between a consultant who is kind of living in the moment and not able to create a sustainable, predictable, reliable business versus those consultants who have created that reliable, that consistent, that predictable, that repeatable consulting business, so they don't have to worry about the income they're generating, or they don't have to worry about the types of clients that they're attracting or settling for work that they don't really want to be doing because they're worried about the financial side of it. What is the difference between those two? And when it comes down to the vision, what I find the difference between the two so often is for those consultants who are struggling, you know, aren't on the track to reach their potential, they don't have a clear, solid vision that they've committed to. And there's some components there, right? They don't have a clear vision and they haven't committed to the vision. They might have a kind of a rough idea. That's so common to have just a rough idea. Well, I hope that I can achieve X, Y, or Z. That's very different than I'm committed to achieving X, Y, or Z in my business. I'm committed to building a boutique firm and figuring out all the things that are required to do that. That's very different than I hope I can make this into a boutique firm at some point. If you are falling into this bucket and you don't have a clear, solid vision, it's usually because you're avoiding failing. It's a fear of failure because ultimately, without a vision to commit to, you end up taking what you can get, hoping that good clients come your way that will pay you what you want to be paid so you can reach your goals. But it's so much more reactive than the proactive setting a vision and going to do the work to create what it is that you want. So often is that reactive mode that I see with consultants and those that are not reaching their full potential or what they really want, know what they're truly capable of. And you may fall into this bucket as well. Knowing that it's because of a fear of failing is really important because that's the root cause you want to address. Getting yourself to the place where you feel more courageous to go set a 3-year vision, having a living, active 3-year vision. I like to say 3 years because that's a number that's far enough out that it feels expansive, but not so far out that it feels that you have a lot of time to create it. And so then you don't have as much of a sense of urgency. So when you think about the difference between what this system looks like for those consultants who are not reaching their full potential, which I just described to you, and those consultants who are reaching their hitting their goals and making progress to their vision, it's the difference between either having or not having that clear, solid vision that you've committed to. So as we wrap up this first system, what I want to encourage you to do is really sit down, write it out. This isn't something in your head. This is something, a vision that you've clearly defined, where you've got a very clear direction that you're taking your business in, even if it feels scary, or even if you're worried you might not, you might fail, you really know what you want and you're willing to be courageous enough to start going after that. That's what that first system looks like, is having that vision, having the set of aligned goals to that vision. If you're not sure what those aligned goals need to look like, you can go back and listen to episode 145, where I broke that down in even more detail. Really knowing what it is you want and going after it. You wouldn't let your clients not set a goal for whatever their business functions are. And so we're putting the same practice in place for you and your business. So that's the first system, defining the vision and aligning your goals to that vision in order to set yourself up for success. Now, the second system that I want to encourage you to implement, so you've got a thriving consulting business, is what I call an assessment system. This assessment system is where you are able to establish a baseline against which you're operating your business to understand the health of your business. And then you're able to leverage that information to see progress quarter over quarter, year over year, and also to uncover patterns and priorities for yourself, because you cannot focus on everything all at once as you're evolving and optimizing your business. You've got to pick those one or two focus areas that will move the needle. And having an assessment system in place will allow you to do that in a more tangible way rather than just whatever your feeling is in the moment. So that's what the assessment system is. When we think about the difference between what it looks like for consultants who are struggling versus consultants who are thriving, what I find the difference is those consultants who are not reaching their goals are the ones who are maybe assessing their business once a year. Maybe they've listened to the podcast and I remind you every year to assess your business. But that looks like once a year, maybe at best. Usually it's sort of more mentally just going through the assessment process versus really sitting down and spending time assessing your business, writing it out, getting really clear about what's working. So often we overlook what is working. We think everything needs to be improved and therefore aren't able to have a really clear baseline against which we're setting priorities. And without this system, it's so easy to miss or overlook where those priorities could be that would move the needle. So you end up focusing on trying to fix everything in your business or optimize everything in your business, or focus on simply the wrong things that won't make as big of a difference, and getting so discouraged because it feels like you're almost slogging through mud trying to get where you want to go. Versus what a successful assessment system looks like in your business is one that you are repeating quarterly. You're answering the same kinds of questions every single quarter. You're seeing your progress. You're seeing where perhaps last quarter one system was working really well and now it's not working quite as often. It gives you a much more real-time input into your business, so you could be more proactive versus reacting to whatever the challenge feels like in the moment. It gives you those inputs that are so important to help you really drill into the one or two focus areas that will move the needle for your business. We're not trying to fix everything all at once and watering down and diluting your impact, but instead this assessment and this repetitive assessment that gives you these patterns, that helps you to see your priorities, will help you to figure out exactly where to focus that precious, valuable time that you've got to work on your business. If you need an assessment process, I've got one for you in that companion toolkit to the book. It walks you through 14 specific areas in your business to think about every quarter, drill into, answer these really high quality questions that will then highlight the priorities that will that you'll be able to focus on, again, to optimize what matters most and will make the biggest impact in your business toward your vision and your goals and your short-term needs and requirements. Okay, so those are the first two systems. Let's move on to the third system, which is having a compelling service portfolio. This is not a one and done thing. Sometimes we think, well, just figure out what I offer and who my ideal client is and kind of never really think about that again, check it off the list. Or you might be in the camp that so many consultants are, which is not really defining at a detailed level what it is you do and who you do it for and what this service portfolio is, because you're worried about turning away business. So let's talk about what this compelling service portfolio is, and then I'll give you that difference between what a struggling practice looks like and what a thriving practice looks like relative to this system. So the compelling service portfolio really encompasses what are the services you offer, who is your ideal target market, who is your ideal client profile, how do you deliver the work, what is your value proposition, and what does your brand look like? When I say look like, I'm not talking about the color of the brand. I'm talking about what are the brand components, those adjectives that you want the market to think about when they think about your brand. Listen, it's likely that you have expertise in a variety of areas, in a variety of industries even, in a variety of functions. It's very likely that you're capable of doing so many different types of things and that you even love the variety of that comes with all of that. But the truth is, the difference between having a thriving, sustainable, reliable, predictable consulting business versus one where you're struggling with the ups and downs is that when you have specialized and have a very clear, compelling business model and brand, you're setting yourself up to be one of the top sought after consultants in your industry for what you do. Versus if you are someone who has decided to be more of a generalist, who's resisting being too specific because you're worried it'll cut off opportunities. You don't want to turn business away. So you want to kind of be able to bring in everything that you could possibly do. Or another reason I often see consultants not want to get really clear about what it is they offer and whom they offer it and specialize in that way is because you're not sure. You're not sure which one is the best one to choose. You end up being this generalist, or because you don't feel qualified enough. Listen, at the end of the day, it almost always comes down to this. You're worried about turning away work you could be doing. You're worried about not being qualified enough for the type of work you want to be doing. It's that imposter syndrome we've talked about on this podcast before. You don't feel qualified enough to say you're an expert or a thought leader in whatever that specialization is. And so you end up chickening out and being more watered down than you need to be. And as a result, when you do that, when you're trying to be more things to more people, when you're trying to kind of cast a wide net for the type of work that you do and the type of clients you work with, you end up making business development so much harder on yourself because you're generating so little, so few inbound opportunities. On the flip side, when you create a specialization, when you create a specific niche for your business, when you center your brand around a specific client, a specific type of problem you solve, you set yourself up to be one of those top sought after consultants for what you do. And it makes your business development so much easier. It creates those inbound leads. It leads you to be a sought after consultant, where you have more demand than you have time to, you know, delivering. And that means that you either can grow into that boutique type of a consultancy by bringing on subcontractors, or you have to create a process by which clients get your attention. a wait list, of more detailed vetting process where you're qualifying potential clients and only taking the cream of the crop. Imagine that. So that's that third system and what it looks like when you're able to implement it in that way and create more demand than you have supply in your business. Okay, the fourth system that you want to be implementing in order to have a thriving consulting practice is your pricing framework. Having your pricing methodology, your base pricing, the way that you set your fees for the type of work that you do, and having that as your baseline so that you can leverage it to reverse engineer your sales and your lead generation processes. This is a fundamental part of our business, and oftentimes consultants overlook it because it's so much more common to figure out pricing as you go, depending on so many different factors. So what it looks like when you are a consultant who hasn't optimized this particular system, it looks like pricing based off of whatever's happening in the moment. Maybe you have a lower pipeline or no pipeline at all. And so you end up pricing things, whatever business is coming your way, out of fear. Because you want to make sure that you land that client and start generating cash flow. Or maybe you are pricing based off of what you're guessing the client would be willing to pay. It's all in the moment, this pricing. Not having predefined pricing and processes in your sales process, in your lead generation process that can support you in setting and optimizing and refining the pricing process that you've got in place when you're developing proposals and when you're developing your overall business plan. As a result, if you don't have this healthy pricing framework pre-established in your business, you end up leaving money on the table. You're at the mercy of the client. You're at the mercy of the conditions of your business at whatever point in time you're writing a proposal. And you're not in the driver's seat with control over your revenue or your pricing. You're in that reactive mode. And so the flip side of this is what it looks like when you have a thriving consulting practice that is reliable and predictable and sustainable. You've got a clear pricing framework. You've developed the processes that will allow you to gather the inputs during your sales process, during the process where you're qualifying potential clients. And those are all aligned so that ultimately, the pricing that you're offering is based off of inputs that you're gathering from those clients in the moment, and you're much less dependent on what you perceive the client will be willing to pay, and your business is much more centered around the value of what it is that you're delivering, the outcomes against which you're delivering to your clients, and what your own business requirements are. Again, when you have more demand than you have supply, that you're putting yourself into a situation where you have more leverage. And when you have more leverage, you're able to implement the pricing you want to be implementing that aligns to your own business goals versus having a reactive pricing structure that you're trying to implement in the moment based off of so many different emotions, really. Fear or scarcity or worry about not landing those clients and basically offering pricing that you think they'll accept so that you fill in that hole in your pipeline and in your roster, and you're kind of living project to project in that way. So you want to be optimizing your pricing methodology and having it infused throughout the systems in your business, including lead generation and sales, so that you are coming from more of a position of strength. Okay, so for today, the last of system that we're going to cover, again, stay tuned next week, we'll keep going on these 14 systems. But the fifth one that we're going to focus on as we wrap up today's episode is your business model. By your business model, I mean you've combined your vision, your goals, your consulting services portfolio and the pricing that we just talked about into a business model. And that business model you can leverage to guide your business decisions, including when you take on new work, what type of clients you'll agree to engage with, and the pricing that aligns with both the value to those clients as well as your own business goals. And so what this commonly looks like, what I see with consultants who are struggling or who are not yet achieving their business goals, who are not on track to bring the vision to life that they've established. What it often looks like when we're talking about the business model, I like to call it the make it work business model. I think it was episode 127 when we talked about this in detail. You're making case by case decisions about what type of work you're landing, what type of clients you'll agree to take on. And ultimately, this make it work business model leads to a business where you are under earning against what you're capable of earning. You're taking on or agreeing to work that isn't as fulfilling, that isn't as meaningful, that's maybe much more hands-on than what you want to be doing. You likely want to do something that's more strategic or more advisory. But when you don't have a clear business model established, which again is the combination of these first four systems that we've talked about today, the vision, the goals, the services portfolio, the pricing, and the combination of all of those. So for example, let's say that you have a $500K goal for this year. What type of services do you want to be offering? Let's say that it's a combination of advisory and maybe some road mapping, some facilitation. Out of those services, how many are you going to sell this year? What's the average engagement value? And then how does that all align to your ultimate revenue goal for the year? Knowing those numbers in your business model and having those details against which you can operate and evaluate and assess your progress is incredibly important versus making it work, right? Taking what you can get, being grateful for the clients that do come to you, and being reactive instead of being proactive. And that's what a successful business looks like. You're clear about the business model you're building. You're confident that you can create and sustain that business model. And ultimately, you're landing fulfilling work that leads to you bringing your business vision to life and to you hitting your revenue goals and your impact goals and the type of work and clients you want to be working with. So this business model pulls everything together and is your operating model truly for what you want to be doing, how you want to be prioritizing your time in order to achieve your goals. So that is what I have for you today to really walk through these first five of the 14 systems and help you to see the difference between what a struggling consulting practice looks like and what the difference is between those consultants who are struggling and those that are thriving and feeling on top of their business and in control of reaching their goals. And it has nothing to do with whether you're capable or not. It has nothing to do with the strength of your network or whether you're introverted or extroverted. It has everything to do with you've got the base raw materials to be successful as a consultant. If you're listening to this podcast, I know that to be true. I've met with you, or I've looked at your LinkedIn profile, or if we haven't met or interacted, you're the type of person who has that background and that level of experience. So believe in yourself that you've got what it takes to be successful as a consultant and start thinking about how you're operating your business and what it looks like to operate the business from having successfully implemented the systems we went over today as compared to going with the flow and not having optimized those or even realized that a given system was important and having overlooked it and therefore creating that dynamic of struggling in your business or not feeling as in control of your results as you could be. All right. So stay tuned for next week. We'll dive into another set of the 14 systems. And by the end of this series, you're going to have a really clear roadmap for you to bring your business vision and your goals to life. Thanks for tuning in. Go grab the book from Amazon, and I will see you again next week. Take care.
Thanks for joining me this week on the Grow Your Independent Consulting Business podcast. If you liked today's episode, I have three quick next steps for you. First, click subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to make sure you don't miss future episodes. Next, leave me a review in your podcast app so other independent consultants can find and benefit too. And finally, to put the ideas from today's episode into action, head over to melissalieberman.com for the show notes and more resources to help you grow your consulting practice from your first few projects into a full-fledged business. See you next week.